All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
You can start out with the 8 foot, which is your basic foundations like that, and then an 8 foot pipe, when you cut it in half and you make it a 4 foot, it speaks an octave higher. So then you would add that, and then a 2 foot, another octave higher, and the mixture means it's actually 4 or 5 feet pipes speaking at once.
We asked you to tell us what that was and where we recorded it. A lot of you thought you knew where that was, but you were on the wrong side of the bay.
Davies Symphony Hall.
The Castro Theater.
Palace of Legion of Honor.
Grace Cathedral.
Grace Cathedral.
Grace Cathedral.
Grace Cathedral.
That's my guess. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
To bring us the answer, we sent KALW's Julie Kane to downtown Oakland to learn about one of the Bay Area's newest pipe organs.
So there are 5,298 pipes, and all of them provide a different sound. I'm Rudy DeVos, Director of Music for the Cathedral of Christ the Light, and we are inside the Cathedral of Christ the Light, right on Lake Merritt in Oakland, California.
How does the music get from the organ to the pipes? How does it work?
I mean, this is a major piece of computer equipment here, and electronically through these cables it sends the messages, you know, as to which stops, which pipes are supposed to speak, and when you press the key, which ones are supposed to open and let the wind through. You know, back in the day, even, I mean, as complicated as this instrument now is, but even when you look at historic instruments like, say, 17th century or so, the organ was basically the spaceship of their day. A very complicated piece of machinery. You have these four keyboards here, and you have the pedal board down there, and you have all these little draw knobs here on the side. For example, you have some flute sounds. Then you also have stops that might imitate very loosely the oboe. The biggest pipes are 32 feet long. That's a big pipe. So when you get that low, that's when you start feeling the vibrations. Very often, yeah, of course, as people come into the cathedral, I mean, with it being a cathedral and open, you know, all day until 8 o'clock in the evenings, you have people often walking into the cathedral, of course, and then when I would be practicing, usually sometimes I play things half tempo and practice it slowly, so it's not really always a performance like it is now. But they do enjoy hearing the organ, of course.